You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy posted something on social media that was hilarious. It was, what is something that is not a cult, but it just kind of feels like a cult? And I know you didn't know where that would necessarily go, but it exploded.
We got quite a few comments on this, and a lot of these were really making me laugh, you know? I mean, it's
very funny.
It's a group of people that get together, and they're infatuated with one specific thing, and I will tell you, numerous people started calling me out because I'm a big air fryer pusher.
Yeah.
And it is a community when you buy yourself an air fryer and you start eating food that comes out of that little machine, and you're on the websites, you're on the recipe pages. Next thing you know, I'm recruiting my neighbors around the neighborhood to buy air fryers. I'm leaving flyers on car windows about how great the air fryer
is. It is a little cult, isn't it?
It is.
I was laughing also at somebody posted, they said Apple people, but I think I would, yeah. I think I would condense that a little bit. I think it's not so much Apple, because Apple has a bunch of products, but it's Mac users.
Sure.
Now, I'm a Mac person, and I try to fight the whole thing about seeming cultish, you know, of lecturing people about how much better it is and all of this. You know, I'm like, oh, you and your Windows crashing again. Oh. And I sometimes feel like I am in a little cult. Because of a stupid computer.
Yeah, it's true, man. They're nice computers. The other one that popped up on here I had to laugh about because my wife was part of this cult for many, many years. It was these scrapbooking people that all got together for their scrapbooking weekends and the specific paper they had to buy and the stickers.
Yeah, you had closets full, didn't you?
Closet, we still do. I got a stack of stuff in the basement that hasn't been touched in years, but all these women would get together and scrapbook, you know? It's like, whoa, you guys are in a cult, man. It's weird.
Our phone number, wide open at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You should call and play along with us. What is not technically a cult, but sometimes it feels like it? I saw a few people, including Steve Marshall, listed vegans.
Yes.
And then he was quick to say, I'm not trying to offend.
He like apologized super quick.
But I mean, he's got a point. I mean, it does sometimes feel like that is a cult.
It is a community of people that are very tight-knit, you know.
And then I saw somebody else posted one that I think it is a cult almost, and that is motorcycle people.
Oh, yeah.
And I say that because they have their own little cliques within cliques.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you've got a hog, you know, then you can really, you know, you kind of look down your nose at people on other bikes.
On Indian bikes or something.
And then
BMW
and then just
bikes.
In general, I love to be on the road behind somebody on their motorcycle. And another motorcycle will come the other direction, and they have to do the little salute.
Downward wave.
Yeah, the down low salute thing that they do. And I'm like, all right. What if everybody, let's say, who drove a Nissan Sentra did that, right?
Did he give you a little nod, you know?
Every time another Sentra goes by, I'm going to stick my hand out the window with a little wave.
So it's very, very much similar, because I was heavily involved with car clubs for many years. And when I had my Corvette, it's very prevalent among Corvette owners to do the exact same thing.
Oh,
you see another
really?
One on the road, you tip your hat, you know, you give them a wave, you give them a thumbs up. It's so cheesy, but it's like, you know, we're part of something, you know,
I want people, you know, so instead of, you know, the choppers and the Corvettes, I want people who are driving a Toyota Camry to all start doing a little salute to each other. Hey, yeah, we're in the Camry club.
A little wink and point.
Yeah. Honda Accords, Toyota Camrys. I want you guys to all start, you know, noticing each other and waving. 303-691-1MIX. What is not a cult, but you laugh because sometimes it seems like it is. And especially the groups that you're in. So this is not so much about calling out other people. It's calling out yourself.
I'm sorry, cheer people? Cheerleader people?
Totally a cult.
Totally a cult, huh?
I think that's one of those. A lot of the exercise ones like that, I think people would embrace it and own it. Like I've always said, I used to be a runner.
Mm-hmm.
before I jacked up my ankle and everything. Yeah. I used to run 20-something miles a week,
running
right?
People.
Yeah, and I even knew when I was in it, you know, knee deep, that it was a cult.
All the stickers on the back of your cars, how far you've run.
I didn't go that far. I'm proud to say I didn't do that, but I still felt like I was in a cult. And a lot of people on your Facebook page, Jeremy, are putting stuff like CrossFit and Peloton.
Yes.
And absolutely,
Peloton,
those are like
people.
Cults, right?
Hey, I paid too much for exercise equipment too. Let's hang out. Yeah, you're my people. Let me give you one more biggie too, that this is straight up cult like. It's Star Wars people. Star Wars people.
Yeah, well. Jonathan, where are you?
Yeah, where's our Jonathan Thornton guy? Those people, they live, eat, breathe, die Star Wars.
Yeah, you know, similar to that too is Harry Potter fans.
Yes.
Right? Real dyed-in-the-wool Harry Potter fans is like a little cult as well.
It is. It so is. Very similar here to the line one. You want to jump on her real quick?
I do, right away. Emily, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
So what have we left out?
I mean, you guys nailed it on the head when you guys said CrossFit. I just see that everywhere on social media. Instagram stories, it's just everywhere. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but what's the one you called about?
CrossFit, sorry.
Oh, CrossFit. Oh, Josh must have misunderstood you because it says cosplay on our screen.
Oh, I mean that too.
But cosplay, you know what? That one does too.
I'm not going to lie. I agree with that one as well.
It's all right. Josh has an inner ear issue.
Yeah,
thing.
He's got
hearing issues. It's full of wax. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
Emily, I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. CrossFit and cosplay.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Somebody just wrote in and said HOAs. People on HOAs are cult.
Who can argue with
that? Who can argue? Yeah, that's a good one.
Time for one more. Michaela. Michaela, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Super.
So good.
Do you have an air fryer?
I do have an air fryer, actually. I love the crap out of it. Every time Jeremy mentions it, I just love it all over again.
Do you do a little fist pump when he says something about, like, yes?
Yeah, air hug. Yeah.
You know, we got an air fryer, and for the first week or so, it was in heavy rotation in the kitchen.
What happened?
I don't know. It's kind of fallen off the usage in our house.
Oh, man,
but,
bring it back.
I know how much you love
it. Well, it's all about the usage, and then you see, like, a recipe on Facebook or whatever, and you're like, oh, I could totally do that in my air fryer, and it starts all over again.
That's right. It's the only way I'll eat Brussels sprouts is if I put them in the air fryer.
Right, or leftover pizza. It gets all crunchy again.
Oh, my gosh, Michaela. Stop it. You're turning me on.
Hmm.
All right, what's yours? What's a cult?
Lifeguarding, being a lifeguard.
Really?
Yes.
How is that a cult?
Because we get so on each other about each other's skills, and it's a really big team atmosphere, but we are definitely, like, judging each other's skills, and then you can never go to a pool again without judging the lifeguards.
I've heard about you lifeguards, and I've heard you're all over each other.
We were like, oh my gosh, did you see that rotation? They had to be at least 5 minutes late, you know?
Really?
The whole thing. Yes.
Well, we were laughing on the show a couple of weeks ago that one of my stepdaughters is thinking about
I
becoming a
lifeguard.
You heard that?
You're one of the lifeguards that... Yeah, I heard that show. And then if you're one of the lifeguards that does the chemical testing too, you get to a pool and you're just like, I wonder what the balance is over here. It doesn't seem like their chlorine is quite right. You know? Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Your job sounds so,
so
fun.
So essentially what you're saying is that lifeguards are big weirdos is what you're saying. Is that it?
Well, we're very type A people.
Do you have contests like who can hold their breath the longest and stuff like that underwater?
Please tell me you do.
You don't want to see a bunch of lifeguards in pools. If anybody breaks more rules and lifeguards, then I would be surprised.
Oh, really?
I'm glad you called us. Have a fun day today, okay? Thank you for being on the show.
Go save some lives.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you.